bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Living 20-ish podcast / for our other listeners on the other side, the Trent Speaks.
Don't be fooled. You are listening in to the Trent Speaks podcast. Don't change your radio dial, even though changing your radio dial isn't going to do anything because you're listening on a mobile device or the computer or record player. No, you're not listening on the record player, but you're listening somehow and you can't change the radio dial because that's not going to do anything. So I guess really don't touch any other buttons or pause or stop or fast forward. Regardless, it's not going to do you any good. You are listening to the Trent Speaks podcast, and I'm so happy that last week I had the privilege of recording with my friend Michaela, who is the host of the Living 20-ish podcast. I looked it up today. She was on the podcast back in December of 2018, however you want to say that to yourself. But it's great that we were able to have this collaboration podcast. And so it's always an interesting dynamic, I think, when you get two podcast hosts on the same podcast, because really it's, well, who takes the lead? How are you going to balance this and everything? I think we did a great job at balancing and really being able to share our stories and share our passion, our goals, our hopes, our dreams for not only our podcast, but where it is we hope to go next and what it is we hope to get out of continuing to podcast, as well as some things that we've learned along the way. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it back over to Michaela, who really I gave the reins to in this week's podcast, and I hope you enjoy this collaboration.
Trent, I'll let you say hi quick.
Hey everyone, how's it going?
So we've got a little bit of a different episode here. We are both recording, we're over the phone, and we both have our own podcast. So we thought it'd be fun to collaborate and kind of talk about just how we both got into podcasting, what our goals are and our dreams, and kind of the purpose for it behind the scenes, and like some of our struggles as we embark on this podcasting journey. So Trent is the husband to my friend Leanne, who was actually on my podcast a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. I know we mentioned his podcast, and for those of you, if you didn't have a chance to listen to it yet, he will definitely be tagged in this post. So you're able to go there, find this episode that we did today, and then previous ones. Again, you interview people about their lives and different topics, just everyday stories. So it's really cool to hear their experiences and just different people as well. So yeah, I advise anyone who's looking for another podcast to go to Trent Speaks. So anyways, Trent, I don't know if you have anything you want to introduce or say about your podcast.
Well, I mean, I would say on the flip side, listening to Living 20-ish, I mean, you have really almost the same concept, except your focus is more so women, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And Michaela was actually on the podcast, oh geez, many, many moons ago now.
Yeah.
So it's really come full circle. I'm glad that we're doing this collab because it's giving you a chance to be back on now that you've kind of got things underway with Living 20-ish, and it's at a different level than where we talked last time when you were kind of just getting started and stuff. I also thought it was funny, you know, I gave that little intro like, hey, do you want to give a little intro? I was like, hey, how's it going? And I said that as if like someone was going to answer me back. But of course, it's very much rhetorical when you're just talking to yourself.
Yeah, it's a little different concept this time, that's for sure. So
a little hard when you don't hear that back. You're like, oh yeah.
I should have answered. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's good. Missed opportunity.
So anyways, as we try to interview each other and go through some questions that we wanted to hit, everyone bear with us. This is a little different concept here today. But I'll let Trent go first. Kind of just wanted to let you share your story in peace about like how you got started with a podcast and I guess the why behind it and your purpose for it.
Yeah. So the podcast for me was actually something that wasn't even really my idea at first. Travis, who we're friends with from knowing other people, just kind of our friend group, really.
Yeah.
Travis had very often said to me, you know, why don't you start a podcast? And we had always talked like, he's like, oh, you should be a comedian or you should do blah, blah, blah. But I am very passionate about motivational speaking. And so I have a talk that I like to give to college students and high school students. And one of my messages within that talk is being willing to learn the stories of others. I think that right now we're too locked into technology. I think technology is great in some regards, but then in other regards, it's very damaging because you lose a lot of that communication. You lose a lot of that people focus. Whereas when we were younger, we actually talked to people. Whereas now you see a lot of people buried in their phones. And so, that's been one of my main pieces is let's learn other people's stories because you never know what you could learn about them. Every single person has a story. And so I started to use this podcast as an outlet for that. I started by sharing my story and my battle with mental health and everything and the struggles I've had with it. Something I've been very open about. And I always talk to people about it very openly. And it's not something that I'm ashamed of or I'm afraid to talk about. I think that has also allowed people to come on and not be afraid to share their story because there have also been a lot of people who have come on, shared similar struggles. And one thing I think I've found is there are a lot of people going through things that you don't realize they're going through because you're not open to being vulnerable and wanting to talk about it. And so that's kind of where the podcast came from and things that I found from doing the podcast.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I think there's a lot of truth to it. Like, you know, if all I'm going to talk about are good things in my life, why would you share with me what your hardships or struggles are if, according to what you're seeing, I must have a great life because I don't have any issues. So why would you share with me your issues? So it's like amazes me if I post about like a bad day or just like someone shares something about like they're struggling and then like you get so much more feedback from other people because it just brings them a sense of comfort that, oh, hey, I'm not alone. You go through that, I go through that. And then you find this common ground and I mean, you can create a lot of new relationships just that way too, if you're willing to open up and share. So I think that's great. And I really like the concept behind your podcast. Obviously, yes, it's very similar to mine. And I've just learned a lot from listening to other people and allowing them to talk, you know, and open up and listen. So.
Well, and you just said it too. I've noticed that about your posts and everything on social media. And I know that when we talked many moons ago, you had mentioned, you know, I always want to be real in the stuff that I'm posting, whether it's in a blog or a podcast or on social media, because that's a lot of times the perception is these people have perfect lives. But you had said, I want people to see the imperfections. I want people to see the struggles and see like, I am a real person. We are all going through something different. No one's perfect.
Yeah.
And I think you've done a great job reflecting that through what we had talked about months ago. And I've seen it in action now and everything too. So I just wanted to give you props for that.
Thanks. I mean, it's definitely hard. I mean, you know, right now just a busy season and like I go through and I'm like, shoot, I haven't posted in a while. And I'm like scrolling through trying to find a good picture of myself. And then it's like, you know what, let's just show people what I look like this morning, you know, with me and my daughter on the couch. So, we try, you know, it's not perfect because sometimes you don't want to show quite everything, but you know, you have to be real. I think that's really important is I don't want anyone to like see me in person and then be like, she's totally different than she is online, you know, or whatever it is. So, thanks for that, Trent. And I mean, you're someone too, who you're exactly the same as you are on, social media as in person, which is a great thing. So props right back to you. So
well, thank you. I know when we talked months ago, you had, like I said, you were kind of just getting everything started. And I think the idea of a podcast was there. I don't know if it was, I should have went back and listened, of course, but I don't know if it was mentioned in our initial conversation or if that was something that was going to come out a little bit later of, hey, we're going to do a podcast at some point. What, I guess, kind of talk to me about what brought you to starting a podcast, because I know you have the blog, I mean, you have the social media stuff. So talk to me about the podcast and kind of what it is that you yourself have learned through doing these as well.
Yeah. So for me, like, my passion and interest has always been like writing. And, you know, I started a blog years and years ago when blogs were like just getting popular. And at that time, I just had a lot of fear of like what people thought of me. And then blogs blew up. So then it was like, okay, I'm nowhere near where these people are. So I gave up on that pretty quick. Now, you know, fast forwarding to what, not even a year ago, 6 months ago, and I've relaunched this blog. And I just started noticing that like blogs are a great thing, but with my focus and my audience being like in their 20s, and a lot of us are moms or like the college kids are getting into our careers, we're just way too busy to like sit down and read. So when you know, started a podcast, I was like, okay, you know, like that seems way, I don't want to say easier, but just like way more like simplistic. Like people want to just be able to multitask, like listen and go, and you know, work out or in their car or whatever. So I started thinking about that more, and I was like, you know what, this is a way better platform for me right now. Like I love the blog, I try to do a blog post a month, just so I keep my writing, you know, in check. And it's always like, for me, I, like I said, I enjoy writing, so I still try to do that. But I would say the podcast has just become more fun to me. Like it's easy to talk. I love being able to connect with women and like talk with them about their stories, rather than sometimes there's just some things that you don't know how to put into words, or like you just can't grasp the full aspect of what you're trying to like explain or get people to feel in writing. Not, now you can if you're a really good writer, but I don't think I'm really that to that standard yet. So so that's where the podcast really developed, and it's been really great. I mean, I'm so thankful to a lot of my guests that have been willing to share, because I know some of their stories, they're hard, you know, they're hard to get out, and you know, it's nice for them to be brave. And I hope that I create a, you know, what am I trying to say, comfortable environment for them to share. So I've been really thankful to the people I've connected with, and you know, some of the guests are people that I haven't talked to in years that just connected with me on social media. Some people are like friends of friends. So it's been like really fun to just meet new people and engage with them instead of just trying to come up with all this content on my own, because their experiences and their struggles are so much different than mine. So I'm able to just like, I feel like take in so much more by just listening rather than constantly doing my own, you know, living in my own bubble. So that's kind of where the podcast came from. And, you know, again, like the purpose and the point of it all is just to get people to understand, like, you're not alone, finding a common ground, and that there's relatable people out there that are going through similar things and how they overcame it, or if they're still going through it. I think it's really, really good for people to understand that, like, they're not the only one going through that, or they're not the only one struggling. And so that's kind of what my hope and purpose is. And when I get good feedback, it just like really pumps me up, because it's hard to stay motivated sometimes. So
well, and I know that you talked about that on your Refresh podcast that you had a couple weeks ago, and that's a big piece, is the motivation piece. But you're right, sometimes life takes over, and I think that people need to recognize that we try our best to push out these podcasts for them and to be able to create the best content we can create. But we also don't want to push something out just to push something out. We want to make sure that we're delivering quality content and guests and whatever it may be, so that they still have the best podcast experience. I think the other thing that you just touched on too, that is like, gosh, you hit it right on the head, is you were talking about the blog versus the podcast. And yes, I think that there is still that need and that want for blogs and everything and to read, but the nice thing about the podcast that you had just touched on is that you can listen to it anywhere you go, whether you're cleaning or if you're in a car ride. I actually just had a conversation with my pastor on Sunday. He was kind of asking me how things were going, and he was saying podcasts are the new thing. That's where a lot of people have been turning to get their information, to listen to things, just because of the ease of access and being able to do other things at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're definitely living in this age where life's just fast and, you know, we're constantly busy. We're on our toes. I mean, I feel like I always have a to-do list of like 10 things plus long, you know, to do. So to sit down and read, like even a book, I feel like I've been on the same book now for like a month and I should be done with it. But I just don't have time to sit down. Like, and even when I do, I'm like, I'm so tired. I'm going to bed. So, yeah, I just think you're right. Like the podcast has really been a great thing. And I know there's a lot of great podcasts out there. So, you know, it's like you're competing, but you also just want like everyone to succeed. And I love finding a good podcast myself. So, yeah, I'm just happy to be a part of the world, I guess.
Well, I would say podcasting is like any profession or career or hobby or whatever you want to call it, where you're learning from other people. So comedians are learning from comedians. Actors are learning from actors. Podcasters are learning from podcasters. Yes, everyone has their own style, but you kind of want to listen to different podcasts and see, oh, can I do something different? Or is there anything I can incorporate to change my podcast up a little bit or spice it up a little bit? One thing I learned when I was at a speaking conference a couple of weeks ago, what is one or two things, instead of looking at the big picture, what's one or two things that you can do to make your business or your podcast or whatever it is 10% better? So instead of always looking at here's the 100%, what can you do just for that 10%? And I think that's something that no matter who you are or what you're doing, it's always possible to be looking for that 10%. How can I be better? How can I improve in this little area? What one or two things can I do?
Yeah. No, that's good. And like you said too, like, I think it's so important to, you know, listen to other people's podcasts and just, you know, gain insight from it, not to copy them, but like there is a structure or a format, you know, like it's so good to get new ideas and then just put your own twist on it. Like it's not cheating. It's just gaining new insight and new ideas for your target audience. So, I think that's important, but yes, can always be improvement. And sometimes it's just taking that extra step forward and discovering what that could be, and easier said than done. I know.
Michaela, so in terms of your podcast and kind of the Living 20-ish platform, what are like your goals? Like, where are you hoping everything leads you to? Where does the podcast kind of fall into all of this?
So again, back to the writing, that's kind of been like my dream, my ultimate goal, to like write something. And whether that be like, kind of one of those like self-help, like motivational books, I kind of like want to resemble or, kind of look like a Rachel Hollis, girl, wash your face, or girl, stop apologizing. Or what is it? Jordan Dooley, like live your every day.
Yeah.
Type of book but it's focused on like our 20s. So, you know, giving people insight to all the different growth that we have in just this one simple decade, how we start out so young and we enter, you know, exit it completely different than entering it. So kind of an advice book, you know, you're not alone searching for your dream career. You're not alone changing your degrees a million times in college, something like that. So that's where I feel like, you know, interviewing and going through these different guests and discovering their stories and getting a well-rounded idea of everyone's 20s is like helping me, you know, figure out what angle I want to take, you know, as I write it. I can tell you right now, I've already written a book that was a direction that I decided I did not want to take, focused on my 20s, but like, so not the way I liked it. So I'm back on square one, but I have a lot more content. I feel like I'm gaining better perspective as I work through this podcast and just engage more and more with others going through the similar stages. So that's kind of my end goal. I love just being able to have a podcast and having people that are willing to come on and share their stories. Cause I mean, like I said, I've had people that reached out and say, oh my gosh, I love that episode or this episode. Like I had no idea, you know, like that they went through the same thing I did. And like, it's just really cool to hear that feedback. So I think, I don't want to say the book won't happen because that's not speaking positivity, but I mean, if it doesn't end up ever getting to that, I think the podcast Enough has really done a lot, and it just gets me excited to know that it's touched several people in the right way, positive way. So, but we're crossing our fingers and saying a prayer that I can find time and keep up motivation and get a book out there. So,
well, yeah. And in a way, it almost sounds like you're gathering anecdotal information about like what are the commonalities or what are the things that not just me, but that a lot of people are struggling with or are finding difficult or successful within their 20s. Yes?
Yeah, exactly. Like, yes, I'm the one writing the book, but I also don't want to just be sharing things that I dealt with in my 20s because I'm just one in millions. So I want to know what are common grounds? What are common scenarios that we have all kind of faced in our 20s? So whether that's the college decision versus not college or, you know, becoming a mom or not wanting kids or not being able to have kids, like, you know, getting married or choosing not to get married or for some divorce, like just different topics, like being able to touch on them with like a well understanding. Like, I don't want to go in and start talking about something that I haven't experienced or even have anyone remotely like, you know, close to that topic where I can even talk about it. Like, I don't want to claim anything as my own. So that's why I really want to be able to relate on multiple grounds, but also not just make stuff up. So I think really getting to dive in and connect with others who have these different experiences have just really grown my insight and opened my eyes to all the different, you know, struggles and challenges that there are out there rather than some of mine that seems so minuscule to others. So
you just said a word. Look, I'm taking us off of this list that you gave me a little bit. So just so everyone knows, I put Michaela in charge of this because she's way better at putting stuff together than I am. And so I told her she could take the lead. But you just said the word relate. And I think that I love that because one thing that I love listening to your podcast, I think it's at the end of your intro where you say, and let's relate. And I love that because I think that really hits what you're trying to do. Like, you're trying to get everyone to relate to someone's story because everyone is going to have some sort of aspect, I think, in what they say, whether it's a guest that you have or in something that you say, where they're going to be like, oh yeah, I've gone through that, or I've had that similar experience, or, oh, I've never thought about that. But now that someone said it, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like kind of one of the biggest like hopes, you know, like if you can relate to something that I've said, or one of my guests have said that has brought you comfort or, you know, a positive thought, like that makes me feel good. So that's the drawn out simple version of it. So, but all right. Enough about me, Trent. Let's talk about you. My husband just tried calling me. Clyde, what about you? So I know you want to be a motivational speaker. You've done some speaking gigs already. So is that kind of your hopes and goals for your podcast? Or do you have a end goal that you're trying to reach and develop from the podcast?
Yeah. So initially the podcast goal, I think, was just to start to really get my name out there of let's establish some sort of platform. Let's establish some sort of namesake for myself. That's really where I think the birth of a lot of my social media has come from, on both Facebook and Instagram, well, now that I have the podcast, I need a place that I can publish this for people to see and people to start to follow and gain that audience and that following in a way. But as I've started to do the podcast more and more, it's one of those things that kind of, like you said, it's just something that you start to enjoy. You really start to almost in a way buy in, not that you don't already, but to buy into these stories a little bit more and buy into the guests that you're having. Just because you never know. Well, let me back up. I think that you have some sort of expectation, or at least for myself, I'm not going to speak for everyone. But there's this expectation when I go into an interview where I'm like, okay, I think this is the direction we're going to go with everything. And then we start talking, and I start to, even you'll notice from us talking today, I start to pick up on things that people say throughout the conversation. So I deviate from what I've written down, because there's just those little things that you start to hear and pick up on that maybe someone wouldn't pick up on otherwise, but it's just stuff that I'm listening for, or I notice, and you start to talk about that, and it blossoms into this big other thing. And so really, like I said, originally it was just to, like, let's get my name out, let's get a namesake going. I never expected it to be able to say, like, hey, I'm a motivational speaker and a podcaster. But, like, podcasting is just one of those things that I throw into my intro and throw into my title now. Because whether motivational speaking, like, is exactly where I am one day, or whether it flops, I could really... Well, I don't want to say I could care less what way it goes. I have a preference, but but if it flops, so the podcast is something I would love to be doing. Almost a year ago, I was asked from someone else, in 5 years, where do you see yourself? And I said, I see myself still doing the podcast. I said, I don't know what it's going to look like or what it's going to turn into. This year, I took a hiatus for some personal reasons and mental health reasons. And so I've started back up recently, and I can tell a big difference doing the podcast again. So it's just something I love doing. So end goal, is it going to help supplement the motivational speaking? Yes. Is it going to help supplement my message? Yes. But regardless of whether that's where I actually end up or not, it's its own freestanding platform, I guess.
Yeah. No, I mean, you've been doing it for what, over a year now, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, I've seen a ton of improvement, from you just during your podcast. I think it definitely is something that comes naturally to you, which is great. But I think what's important is, you know, if you love it, like, continue to do it. It's hard when you feel like it becomes a chore, or, you know, there's just, you lose your passion for it. But, like, if it, you know, if you can keep up your motivation and it makes you feel, you know, good and strong about it, like, keep it up, because you've got something here. And, you know, I definitely think it will just only assist you in your long terms of everything else you're trying to succeed and get at for your motivational speaking. So it's great. It's great content.
Well, and I've said that too before. I mean, you relate that to podcasting, but you can relate it to whoever's listening right now. If you love something or you don't love something, don't stay in a job you don't like, or don't keep doing a hobby you don't like. My wife would tell you that I go through jobs like water, seeing as how since I moved to Illinois, I'm on my third job right now. But it's because I tried things, I didn't like them, they weren't for me, and so I moved on. And I think that we're too stuck in, like, oh, what are people going to think? Like, are people going to think I'm a quitter or a failure, or are they just going to think that I don't try and I like to bounce around? But you gotta do what's best for you, and you gotta do what's gonna make you happy and what you love. And if you're not gonna be happy and you're not gonna love it, well, life's too short to be stuck in that job or hobby or whatever. So do what you love.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I think there are a lot of people who stay where they're at in fear of what others are gonna think of them, you know, or even, like, for me, it was like, do I want to start this podcast, put myself out there, but then feel like if I miss a week, or if I don't produce enough content, or if I don't get the followers I think I'm going to get, I'm going to fail, and then people are just going to mock me for it. But you just, fear is such a small thing that if you can let it take over your entire life if you allow it. So just do you and do what makes you happy. So that's important.
I would say a lot of it is fear of the unknown, not knowing like, all right, well, if I quit this job or I quit doing this, like, what's going to happen? And here I am, I've quit two jobs, and both times my mom, I'm very close with her. I grew up with my mom. And so talking to her and talking to my wife, it's, well, what about money? Well, we figure it out when we have to figure it out. Otherwise, right now, things are set. Like, I'm looking for jobs. I got a job. We have some sort of income. Like, don't be afraid of, like, well, what if? Because you don't know. So, like, don't let something like that hold you back, basically.
Yeah.
You just got to figure it out as you go. Sometimes that's what works. That's what works for me. It's not going to work for everyone. But you got to do you.
Yeah. Nope, I think that's good advice, and that's very true. So the next quick thing here, we talked about this before just a couple weeks ago, but maybe I'll let you start. Like, your biggest hurdles and struggles with trying to maintain this podcast.
Oh, where should I begin? I would say motivation is definitely one of them. Motivation, then knowing when I need to take a break for myself. I think one of the hardest things a few months ago was knowing, okay, I'm not okay, and I need to take care of myself, like mental health wise, and like just self care, and like put the podcast on hold. And that wasn't necessarily an easy decision, but it's just something that I knew I needed to focus my energy somewhere else. And so I think that's the piece, is like, having that energy and motivation, especially when there's not a guest to have. I think that's one of the hurdles. It's when you can't find someone and you're struggling. I know that we've talked a little bit before about reaching out to people and then maybe not necessarily being able to land that guest on the podcast right away. I think that's a little bit of a challenge sometimes, because I know someone has a really good story to share. So for example, Kylie, she lives in the Grand Rapids area. She's a photographer. I'm going to call her out cause I don't think she's listening. If someone knows her and you're listening, you can totally tell her, listen to this. And I called her out. But I've messaged her a couple times that, hey, I think you'd be awesome on the podcast. I'd really love to talk to you about your photography business. She says yes. I'm like, all right, how about we get a date and time? We've done this like two or three times now. And so it's just those that are difficult. Cause like I said, everyone has a story to share. I really want to be able to let them have this platform, this avenue. But I would say those are my two biggest ones. I would say getting guests, and then when I don't have a guest, finding the motivation to make sure I'm talking about something, and not just pushing material out, but making sure it's still relevant. And it doesn't have to be a long podcast, of course. So
yeah, I think that's a big one for me, like, as well. Like, you know, you don't have a guest, but you want to put something out there, but you don't want it to just be like crappy content where you're just like blabbering on about nothing. And like in my head, I'm like, I gotta hit a certain time in order to make it a real podcast episode. And then I'm like, I get the fear of like, I don't have anything enough to say by myself, so I'm just not gonna do it. And that's not good either. So, but yeah, I 100% agree. I'd say motivation is a big one. And then like, I have like people like same thing, like they'll say yes, and then it's just hard to find the time to get together and like actually record that. Or like, I have so many people that I want to ask, and I'm like, so again, that stupid fear is like crawling up, and they're like, they're going to think this is dumb. Like, don't ask them. So I'm like, okay, maybe I'll just wait a little bit before I ask them. So I just need to get over that and be willing to put myself out there and say, hey, will be willing to be on it? You know, if they don't want to talk about something, a certain topic, there's always something that they can share, or we could pick a topic together and just bounce off each other and have a good conversation while doing it. So, that's a hard one.
There's a lot of things I've learned through my speaking business, and I would say one of them is persistence. And you can be persistent until someone legit will tell you no. So that's what I do. I'm persistent until they say no.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's a good point. And you can't be afraid to do that. I think that's great. But I have, like, again, that fear. The fear of rejection definitely creeps in hard. And I'm like, yeah. I'm just going to ask. But I need to get better, and I'll work on that. But any advice for people who are, you know, individuals seeking to do a similar thing, like starting a podcast or writing a book or motivational speaking?
Okay, I'm going to – hold on. I'm going to switch this.
Okay.
Well – well, maybe, because we both have separate questions that we kind of ask, our very last question typically.
Yes.
So word it to me like you would word it to one of your guests and I'll answer it.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. So on Living 20-ish, I always end with asking my guest, what is the best advice that you've received in your 20s or the best advice that you could give someone in their 20s now?
Oh, now it's my turn.
Yes, so that's my question. So do you want to answer and then ask yours?
Yeah, of course. I was also like trying to think about it for that split second after you paused. And I was like, oh, wait, I also have to answer while I'm thinking of my answer.
I mean, I could repeat it, but.
No, I've got it. I think. Okay, so I don't know about advice that's been given to me. Well, I know about advice that's been given to me, but it wasn't in my 20s, but I'm going to share it anyway. So in high school, I was in orchestra, and I remember very vividly the moment when this happened. This girl, Kylie, different than the photography Kylie that I just talked about, she wrote in my yearbook back when that was the cool thing to do, be yourself, no one can tell you you're doing it wrong. And I've embraced that my entire few years. I'm not going to say my entire life because that'd be a lie. But I've come to embrace it. I have over 70 pairs of crazy fun socks, that I wear all the time. Yeah, I do crazy stuff with my hair and my face and maybe don't shave or anything as much as I should. Which really bothers my wife, but, sometimes I wear ridiculous outfits, like the American flag romper I just bought, that I haven't worn yet, but I got a look from Leanne for that. But like, it's just, I don't care. And like, mm-hmm. You just gotta be yourself. I mean, I think that's something that we're too afraid to do nowadays is, well, what are other people going to think about me? And we need to stop caring about what other people are going to think about us. In college, I was on our student-run news program, and I would consistently wear a button-up shirt with a tie, and then, like, ugg-looking boots with sweatpants.
Oh, jeez.
Because who cares? Awesome. The only thing people need to see on TV is my top. So that's all I really dress for.
Yeah.
So I would say be yourself because no one can tell you you're doing it wrong. Don't give a crap about what other people think.
That's good. And very true. More people need to be like you, Trent.
Maybe not everyone.
Well, be themselves.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Like all right. You care.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. all right, so the question I always ask on the Trent Speaks podcast as my closing question, I always say, whether it's something we've talked about today, or maybe it's something we haven't talked about, regardless, what is it? What is one thing that you want people to take away from you?
From me. Okay. Something that we talked about a lot and something that I struggle with a lot is fear of what other people think. So whether you are struggling to just be yourself in your own style, like Trent, or you're, you know, trying to pursue a business but don't know how or afraid of what people think of you or just want to be you, try not to fear. So that, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. I need to work on it, and I'm trying to, but just not allowing fear to creep in. So if you want to make a phone call and quit that job so you can start something new, but you're afraid of what people will think, like Trent said, or if you're trying to start a business, or you want to get involved in one of the, you know, like unique makeup, or you want to get involved in the bodybuilding stuff, but you don't know where to start, and you're afraid of what people will think as you get going on any of that, don't fear and just run with it, because you don't know where it's going to take you. So it could be really great. So I need to take my own advice and stop fearing and just put myself out there more and ask people to be on my podcast. Yeah.
The crowd goes wild.
Yeah. If only it was that easy. Easier said than done, but I'm not going to give up. I'm going to try to not fear. But
and everyone all you can do. Same
and be themselves.
It's all you can do.
Like Trent says. Yeah.
All right. Do you want to sign off, or do you want me to sign off, or how do you want to do this? Look at us talking on the podcast. I know.
I'll let you sign off because I introduced. So, all
right. Should I try to do it like you?
All right. You can do whatever you want.
All right. You've been listening to Living 20-ish and the Trent Speaks collab today. Thanks for tuning in. I hope that you'll follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Trent Speaks and at Living 20-ish. Yeah?
Yeah, there you go.
I've been Michaela, and I've been Trent, and this has been the Living 20-ish Trent Speaks collab. I don't know if there's anything else to add.
No, I think that's good. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Oh, solid. Good idea.
Yeah. Follow us, everyone.
Do it.
All right. Thanks, Trent. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you.